It's the Charmed Ones. Mine is Piper.
It's me, solo again. So, y'all are gonna hate me, but I wanted to talk about Twilight again. I know I'm beating a dead horse. I'm very, very sorry. But I just keep thinking of things or learning things that tie into Twilight, and I'm just like, well, we are in the Twilight Renaissance. Maybe if we keep talking about it and talking about it and talking about it, Stephenie Meyer will write the rest of the series in Edward's point of view because it is so much better than Bella's point of view. However, I have heard that she's writing 3 more books. They're supposed to be at least halfway narrated by Renesmee. It's supposed to take place 4 years after the ending of Breaking Dawn, which first of all is stupid because it's been 12 years. So why would you only set the book 4 years? I hate it. And it's supposed to be about the Volturi comes back and they're mad that they were defeated and it's going to be like an actual fight maybe this time. I don't know. But I, like, for one, am not super excited about it because that just means we're actually going to have to read and acknowledge that Jacob and Renesmee is a thing. And I'm really not trying to do that. I would rather ignore it and not really acknowledge that it is real life. But if there's a book that's mainly about them, I don't know how I'm supposed to do that. Because I'm going to have to read it. But how am I supposed to ignore it if I have to read it? And before you say, you don't have to read it. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But that is not what I wanted to talk about today. Today I wanted to talk about Twilight, yes, but also one of my other favorite vampire series, which is Vampire Academy by Stephanie. Not Stephanie. What am I doing? Who is it by? Who is it by? Who is it by? Oh my god. I forgot. Who is it by? Oh, time to Google it. Gotta use the Google. The Google is a thing. Okay, let's put the Google machine to work here. Okay. Rachel Mead. There we go. Right? Yes? I don't trust myself. Is that correct? Go faster, Google. Go faster, Google. I don't care about the movie. Pull up the book, you dummy. Yes, Rachel Mead. Okay. Okay, I have not totally lost my mind. So, I picked that book up soon after having read Twilight. And of me, Tony, and Tisha, I'm the only one that has finished it. Tony only read, like, the first book. And then Tanisha got to, like, book 3, I believe, and then she didn't read it anymore. There's like 6 books. 6. Twilight has 4, and Vampire Academy has 6. Now, Vampire Academy, I know a lot of people that I went to high school with. I would ask them when I was obsessed with it, when I first started reading it, like, oh, are you reading this? And even now, like, I'll be watching TikToks that are about book talk, or I'll be watching BookTube when I'm... Nobody talks about Vampire Academy because of the name, Vampire Academy. Can you make a name sound even more juvenile for a book? Like, I just... The name does not do it justice. Like, it really, really does not. And if you're needing a new vampire book, do not read Crave. That shit is not good. Read Vampire Academy, okay? You'll love it. You will love it. Give it a chance. Don't judge it by its title, okay? So, Vampire Academy is about, well, first of all, it's not your traditional vampires either. There are 2 different races of vampires. I forget, there's 3. Correcting myself again. There's 3. I forget what they're called. One is called Strogi, I think. Strogi, however you say that. That's the evil vampires. They're the ones that, you know, you kill with a stake. They're the ones that try to kill people. They're the bad guys. There's Dampires, which is what the main character is. She is half human, half vampire. Some kind of thing like that. And then there's one other kind, and they're, like, purebloods, but they're vampires, but you don't have to stake them, and they only drink blood of the willing. And then they all have, like, some sort of power or something. I can't even really explain it. I haven't read it in so long, but it's so good. And we follow Rose and her best friend, Lisa. Not Lisa, like Liz or something like that. And we follow them through this whole 6 books. Rose falls in love with her training instructor, which Tony says that's why she didn't really like the book, because he was like, he was basically her teacher and authority figure. And I was like, now, at the age that I'm at now, I can see that. But at the time that it came out, you know, that was when Pretty Little Liars was out and it was Arya and Ezra. Like, I mean, we kind of have grown up on stories like that, even though now, logically, I recognize that that's really bad and we should not have popular culture depicting those relationships as okay because they're not okay. But at the time, it was kind of acceptable to at least be doing it in fiction, even though it would not be okay to do it in fact. So they start to fall in love. It's awesome. I love him, Dimitri. Oh my God. So Rose is training to be what they call a guardian, because the ones like her best friend that are like purebloods, they are targeted by the evil ones because their blood tastes sweet and they want to like change them, and they're just being targeted and their population is dwindling. So they train the half-human ones to be their guardians, where every time they go out, they're like their bodyguards. So Dimitri is training Rose to be a bodyguard like he is, and they're supposed to be the best, and like, you're not supposed to fall in love, you're not supposed to get married, you're just supposed to have at least one kid to keep the population up, but it's not really, their lives are not really their own, and their lives are not really about, you know, being happy. So we follow along. All these things happen. Lisa, what the heck, is being targeted by somebody because she has special healing powers. And she brought Rose back to life. And now they have this mind connection. And the reason why I'm telling you all of this is because all of that, that's like the first book. And there's 5 more, okay? So there's a lot of substance. There's a lot of characters, a lot of very interesting side characters, a lot of very interesting main characters. And again, I have not read it in such a long time, and I actually lost all the books. Otherwise, I might go reread them. But they're all very, I think, to be fleshed out. Like, they're all very, oh, like, you understand their motives, and you, like, can understand why they're doing that or why they think this. And it's not in any way confusing, really. And I want to talk about it because I said it once after I had first read Vampire Academy. It was like some YouTube book talk like tag video that was going around. And I think I did it. And it was saying that I thought Vampire Academy is just a better series than Twilight. Because yes, there's a love story in Vampire Academy, but it's not the center, the base of the series. If you take Twilight and you take out the fact that it's a love story, there is no story there. There's no story other than the two of them. And I understand it's a love story. But I feel like, especially nowadays, when you're writing books, there has to be more than just it's a love story. Okay, but what else is going on? What else is there to keep me invested in this? Like, yes, I may love the hot guy. I may love the quirky girl. And I may love them together, but what's the substance outside of them? Because the older you get, the more you realize, like, you as an individual, you need to have something for yourself other than just a significant other than just your friends, other than just your parents. You know, like, you can't build your life and your personality around one relationship. You have to have these relationships that mean so much to you. And then have hobbies, and then have friends outside of it. And then, you know, you do things outside of that and outside of that person and that relationship. And Twilight, it doesn't show that. I mean, I can't think of one thing that Bella would do by herself that she didn't, like, want to drag Edward to. Or that she was, I can't think of anything. And the only thing Edward did by himself was he went hunting, but that was more of, like, a survival thing, not really a, oh, I'm going to go hang out. And he didn't like, at least the books don't show us or tell us, him just hanging out with his brothers, like hanging out as bros, you know? We don't see that. And Bella sometimes will hang out with her friends, but like not often, not enough to really make me be like, oh, well, if Edward wasn't there, it could be a nice little book about friendship, about the beauty of friendship, or about how a girl comes to live with her dad after a bad divorce and how she copes with living with in this new environment with her dad. Can't do that. Can't say that. We barely saw Charlie, and she treated Charlie like shit. So, can't say that. Can't say that about her friends. She didn't really have any substantial friendships with anybody. So, if you take out the love story, what is left of Twilight? Awkward silence. I'm waiting for an answer that will never be given. Because there is no answer. If you take out the love story, there's no book. Like, there's nothing there. Now, on the flip side, if you take away the love story from Vampire Academy, there is so much substance there. Because without the love story, you're still following Rose as she's in school, trying to figure out who's stalking her friend, trying to figure out how her friend brought her back to life, trying to figure out how her and her best friend have this mental connection, and then trying to then go to school to train to be this guardian that she really wants to be, and she wants to be the best. She has this very complicated relationship with her mom. She's never met her dad. Her best friend's whole family just died. Like, there's so much substance that if you don't want to look at the romance, you can almost overlook it, because there's so much else in the book and in the universe that's going on that if that love story is not to your taste, you can just ignore it. Like, it's not even there. Because, yes, it's there and, yes, it's prominent, but, like, there's so much else going on. Like, literally, in one book, she's running from the law. She's, Lisa is, like, trying to win a trial to be the queen. Like, there's so much going on that even if she didn't have this love story, it would not take away from the book. Like, I feel the love story adds to the book because it adds to her character. It adds to her character motivation, determination, all of that stuff. But if you were to take it away, the book would still be, one, really good and still be filled with a lot of substance, which is mainly what I think Twilight is lacking. Because you take away that love story, there's nothing there to read about. Like, literally, she'd have to fill the pages with a backstory about all of the Cullens to even have anything in the book. And there was another vampire book that we all read. Me, Tanisha, and Tony all read these book series. It was called Vampire Kisses. Oh my god, I do not remember what that author's name was, because we liked those books, but we were not like obsessed with those books like we were Twilight and like I was Vampire Academy. But they were really good at the time. I don't know if I would like them now. Thinking about it, I don't know if I would like them now. But those books, it was also about a romance between a vampire dude and a human girl. And those books, if you took away that romance, there's really nothing there in those books. Because thinking about it, she was a goth kid who was a loner. Nobody liked her in her school. She didn't fit in with her family. That's it. And then she meets this vampire and she's like, oh, finally someone I can fit in. You know, we like the same things, yada, yada, yada. And then they even do the overplayed, oh, I'm going to leave you for your safety. And I'm just like, who took that from who? Did Twilight take it from you or did you take it from Twilight? Like, can we stop doing that? So if you take away that relationship, those books also have zero substance. Like, zero. But let's take a Sarah J. Maas book. A Court of Thorns and Roses. If you take away that romance, like, depending on which one you're thinking of, there's still substance. Maybe not as much, because I think if there was no romance in it, she would just be this guy's servant and nothing would really happen past that. But let's say the first romance happens but the second doesn't. Then she'll end up in a loveless marriage that she didn't want. There's also still not a lot of substance there. Maybe that's a bad example. What other example is there? Hang on. I don't know.
Okay, well, I guess I don't need another example because I don't have one anyway.
But the point is, I feel like as a kid, I didn't recognize the fact that a lot of the books I was in love with didn't have any substance other than their love stories. And like now that I'm older, I notice that because, you know, I'm single, been single for a little while. Tony's been single for a little while. It's just like, and I don't need a man. Like, on and off, I may want one, but I don't need one. And it's just like looking back on the things I used to love as a kid, I was like, but these books were kind of trying to tell me that I needed a man, that I needed this great love story. And I'm like, that would be nice. Don't get me wrong. But I wouldn't say that I needed it. Wouldn't say that my life would not be complete without it. And I just wish more authors would put, you know, put more thought, I guess, into there being, yes, there's a love story, but also, you know, like, she has friends, she has family, he has friends, he has family, they have friends, they have family. That not everything is about this one specific person, this one specific relationship. And to really showcase that just being in a relationship does not mean that you cannot still have your own hobbies, do things by yourself, that you can, like, don't need that person to be happy. You know, they should be adding to your happiness. They should not be your happiness. Does that distinction make sense? But the main point that I was trying to make here is that Vampire Academy is a better book. And Tony, I know you're going to listen to this. Read it. Okay. And if any of you other guys want to read it, I highly recommend. Although, once you read the book, do yourself a favor. Do not, I repeat, do not watch the movie. Because the movie sucked, but Zoe Deutsch actually did a really, really good job as Rose. The Dimitri did a good job, but I didn't think he was cute enough. And the Lisa did a good job, but it was just overall the movie. Because Vampire Academy, yes, it's a young adult book, but it very much reads as, like, not an adult book, but it's not a teeny bobby book. You know, it's not for the light of heart. There's a lot of death. There's a lot of hard talks. There's a lot of things that, you know, maybe not a lot of people understand. But you see that, you know, it's not kiddish. It's not childish. And that's where the name misleads you. Because people think, oh, Vampire Academy, that's going to be such a kid book. I can't read such a kid book. No, it's actually, like, very intense. Like, literally, Lisa's whole family died. Her mom, her dad, her brother. She thought about killing herself. Rose thought about killing herself. Their society trains them all to be basically killers, telling them that, oh, you're probably not going to reach older than 30 because you're going to die in the line of duty for these people that look down on you and treat you like less than. I mean, it's a big thing. So, you know, but then they made the movie teeny boppy because they were trying to fly on Twilight's success by being very teeny boppy. But I'm like, you can't do that with a book that's not written like that. Like, if it's written like a serious book with serious things going on, you have to then treat it just as seriously when you come to make it film. And they didn't. They made it very teeny boppy. All the things of substance were almost gone. Like, you know, obviously your family still dies because that's a big part of the book. But, like, they don't see her handling it. You don't see her grief. You don't see her try to kill herself. You don't see any of those heart-wrenching moments that get you so attached and invested in the book. And then I'm watching this movie and I'm just like, I feel like I need to be 13 to be watching this movie. And it's just, it's not fair. And they did it a big disservice, and then it bombed. So we're probably never going to get another movie unless, you know, somebody else picks it up and they make a whole different movie or a show. And I think I would almost prefer it to be a show because, again, there's 6 books. And I feel like to do that many movies, you have to be like Harry Potter level. And I don't know if it, I mean, I think it could, but I just, it's been so long since it's come out that I don't know if there's enough, there will ever be enough hype around it again to get up to Harry Potter level. Oh, I can't breathe. Anyway, so I feel it might be better to do like a show if anybody knew where to pick it up again, because then, you know, you have so long to hit all the main points, like all the main story arcs in every book in a show that, like, it doesn't have to be six seasons. Like, yes, that would be best. Maybe longer, maybe shorter if you have to be, but you could still hit all of them. So, you know, if you've already seen the movie and you were disappointed and you hated it and that's why you never read the books, please read the books, because they will change your mind on what you think about this series. Because definitely, if I had to rate Vampire Academy out of 10, I would definitely put it at like an 8. But if I had to rate Twilight out of 10, I would put it at like a 4 or 5. So, and this is coming from a girl that can't fucking shut up about Twilight, which you all know. So, I am going to go see Tony sometime soon. And I think we're going to talk about how Hollywood has no new ideas and they're just rebooting everything. So stay tuned and ready and waiting for that episode. And I will catch you guys next time. I'm a witch, you're a witch, we're all witches together.